pretty frequently I get asked, Chris, how come you're so good looking? No, that's not what I get asked. I get asked, Chris, do you really think that web design jobs and careers are going to be around for the next 10 years, the next 20 or 50 years, however long? And my response is always, you better believe it, buddy, or else I've picked the wrong podcast title. But in all honesty, while I think that web design jobs are going to be around for a long, long time, I also think it's important that you do some things that keep you from becoming obsolete as a web designer, no matter what new technology comes out. That's what we're talking about this week on the Self-Made Web Designer Podcast. Are you ready? Let's go. What is up, self-maders? It is good to have you again here on the Self-Made Web Designer Podcast for another week of fun talking about freelance, talking about web design, web development, and everything that goes along with that. There's this underlying sense of fear in a lot of folks that I have talked to when it comes to just getting started in web design. The thought is, am I going to put all of this effort into learning web design only to find that 10 years later, there's no need for what I have to offer? And listen, 10 years ago, we didn't have some of the tools that we have today that we've come to know and love and use. Tools like Squarespace, tools like drag and drop web page builders for WordPress. And so if the history is any indication of what the future is going to look like, there's probably going to be a lot of new technologies that come out that could really disrupt things. And so that makes it kind of scary as a web designer, as a web developer, especially if you're just getting started, to think, man, am I putting all of this energy into something that I'm not even going to have a job in the next 30 years. But I've got great news for you. I think that web designers are here to stay. In fact, there is more demand now for web designers than there has ever been. And so despite all of the new technologies coming out, I want you to be assured in your decision to be a web designer. It's going to be a long and fulfilling career. But that doesn't mean that we are immune to the changes that are inevitably going to happen. If you're not careful, you might find you and your services as a web designer becoming obsolete because of the new platforms and services that come out in the future. So, what can we do to keep our web design careers from going the way of the dodo bird, aka becoming extinct? Well, that's what I want to talk to you about this week. Here are 7 things that you can do as a web designer to keep yourself from going out of business. Are you ready? Let's do it. Number one, I want to talk about the difference between commodities versus differentiated products. And I know, listen, we're diving into the deep end of some really big words. I tend to do this. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I like feeling important from the big words that I know how to use. Actually, I just looked all of this stuff up before I got on this podcast, okay? If I'm going to be completely honest with you, there's a big difference between being a commodity service and a differentiated service. So let's talk about some definitions and what that means to you as a web designer. Commodities are things that could come from anywhere. Anybody could make them. Anyone could produce them. And the buyer or the consumer wouldn't be able to tell the difference, right? So for instance, if you were to go and buy a bushel of wheat from Kansas, it would likely not be that different if you went to buy a bushel of wheat from Iowa. And I don't know if either of those states make bushels of wheat. If you come from those regions of the U.S., I'm sorry to have offended you, but I'm just trying to give you an example here. There's not a huge difference between those types of products when it comes to a consumer's decision to buy. And as a result, the farmers are dictated the prices that they have to sell their wheat at. Because if one farmer says, I'm going to jack up my prices, let's say the farmer from Kansas says, I'm going to charge 10 times the amount of money that the farmer from Iowa charges, what does everybody do? Everybody goes, nah, easy enough for me. I'm going to get my wheat from Iowa, right? Like, it's a non-brainer. And as a result of the way the world is right now, with being able to get services or products from anywhere in the world, that becomes more and more of a reality for all of the products that we are buying as a consumer. So that's a commodity. Now let's talk about differentiated products. This type of product is on the other end of the spectrum. A differentiated product is something that is unique and different from all of its competitors. And as a result, folks are typically willing to pay more for that type of product than for a commodity. And the producers of these products aren't dictated as much by the market as a commodity product would be. The market definitely plays a factor, but it's not as much of a dominating factor with a differentiated product. So think of a differentiated product like an iPhone. It's uniquely different than other phones out there. And now listen, I'm not trying to get into the debate of iPhones versus Androids. You likely have a phone product that you feel is the best, and you would probably try to fight me if I were to try to change your mind. But here's the cool thing. The fact that there's even an argument is proving that an iPhone is a differentiated product. So how does this all relate to you as a web designer? If you want to keep yourself from going out of business, you've got to figure out how to keep from becoming a commodity. So there's a couple ways to do that. The first one is pretty obvious. It's quality. That's by you producing something that is better than all the technologies out there, better than somebody being able to sit down on their own, a business owner, opening up a Squarespace account and cooking up a website on their own. You've got to make something that's more quality from that. That's the obvious thing. The second thing, and probably I would argue the most important thing when it comes to you being a differentiated product from all the other products, commodity products out there as a web designer, is how you market yourself. And if I could just take a little liberty here, I think it's actually more important that you know how to market yourself than you know how to deliver a higher quality product. And listen, don't get pitchforks and say, it's all about quality. What are you trying to tell me? Quality is important. I'm not trying to convince you that it's not. Let's take the Apple iPhone as an example. We can just further this little illustration on a little bit. One could argue that you could reasonably get all the features available on an iPhone on an Android for a fraction of the price. In fact, most Android users, that's their top argument, that all these new features that Apple's coming out with on the latest release has been available on Android products for years now at a much lower cost. So why do so many people, myself included, if I'm just giving myself away, I'm an iPhone person, why do so many people line up at Apple stores every time a new iPhone version hits the market? It's because of Apple's marketing. And the same has to be true for you as a web designer. You have got to know how to communicate your value as a service provider to your clients. I know so many great web designers who are fantastic at what they do that aren't selling their websites for nearly as much as they could command because they don't know how to market themselves. They don't know how to communicate their worth. And on the other side of things, I know a lot of web designers who are mediocre, are average, but they've learned how to market themselves. They've learned how to communicate their value in such a way that they are demanding a higher price, and they've got plenty of business to go around. This is just how business works. And you might even be thinking to yourself, if a client can't see my value, then I just don't want to work with them. Now, I don't want to have to try to convince somebody that I'm worth something. But here's the deal. Let's reason for a second. Let's have a chat. This is just the way that the market works. It's not about how valuable you are or not. It's not about the quality of your product or not. This is about you being able to help someone else see that you are valuable, because there are plenty of other options out there. So if you want to stay around for a long time, no matter what type of technology comes down the pipe, you've got to learn how to stand out as a non-differentiated product. Number two, I want to talk a little bit about opportunity versus threat. So here's something ironic. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know this about me. I actually work for the enemy. I work for one of the website builders that a lot of folks think are killing opportunities for web designers. The company I work for is called Showit. And Showit is by far one of the best solutions that I have found as a professional web designer for building websites for clients. If you haven't yet, go check it out. I don't have any kind of affiliate link to give you. It's just an awesome product, and I work on it on a daily basis. So I'm part of trying to make it better and better. And here's an ironic thing about that. At Showit, we have a group of designers that we send people to who are looking to have someone else build their website. And some of these designers easily make six figures a year designing websites on our drag and drop platform. Some of them have big agencies. In fact, they have so much work that they have to hire other people to help them with their workload. But there's another reality that's going on here at the same time. I also know some people that have left web design altogether because they couldn't compete with the new technologies that were coming out, like Squarespace or Showit or WordPress page builders. So what's the difference between the people that gave up on web design because of new technologies coming out and folks that now use those technologies to run high six-figure web design businesses? The difference is that one person saw the changes as a threat, and the other person saw those changes as opportunities. And if you want to stay in business as a web designer, despite of what changes are bound to happen in the future, you've got to be excited about the new stuff that is bound to come out rather than nervous about it. And some of this will take a little bit of willingness to grow and to learn and to adapt. But the good news is if you learned your way into web design, you can learn your way into whatever new things come out. And here's another cool thing. There might be new technologies that come out that make the stuff that you don't like doing a lot easier to do. So you can focus on the stuff that you actually like doing. This is what is cool about new technologies. People are trying to solve problems for people like you. It's not like when new technologies come out, they only reserve it for a certain sector of society. It's not like when you sign up for Squarespace, they go, hey, are you going to sell this to somebody for profit? No, everybody can use the same tools that are available to the market. So if you learn how to use those tools, if you learn how to stay ahead on the learning curve, you will never have a hard time finding work as a web designer. I want to take a second and tell you about a free course that I have available at selfmadewebdesigner.com. Over 1,000 people have been through this course, And I am talking about the Web Designer Starter Kit course. I map out in 4 videos that you get through email all the steps that I took to get to where I am as a web designer. And I went from knowing absolutely nothing. I was clueless to, in 2 years, doubling my income with a freelance web design side hustle. I made this because I know you can be successful doing the same thing. And the Web Designer Starter Kit course is the first step for you on your journey to being a successful, thriving freelance web designer or having a full-time career. So I can't wait for you to check it out. Go to selfmadewebdesigner.com and sign up today. Number 3, time versus money. So let's talk about a scenario, okay? What makes more sense here? For a business owner to spend a ton of time learning a new platform like Squarespace or Webflow or Showit or whatever, only to find out at the end that the site they built didn't turn out nearly as good as they hoped it would. So that's one scenario. The other scenario is that that same business owner spent time doing what they know how to do best to make money and grow their business, and then paid someone else to build their website in a less amount of time than it would take them to learn all that new jargon and stuff. I had a similar scenario recently happen to me. We decided to redo our bathrooms in our home. And this is something that I've done before. I've done remodeling, I've done flooring, I've done tiling, I've done patchwork, I've done walls. I've just spent a lot of time learning all this stuff because it used to be that I had a lot of time on my hands. But something happened when I started working on my upstairs bathroom. I had an epiphany. I thought I could be using my time to remodel this bathroom, and sure, it would save me some money. Or I could build someone a website and take the money from that project, pay someone else to remodel my bathrooms, and at the end of it all, I would probably walk away with a little bit more money in my bank account. So you want to know who redid my downstairs bathroom after I got done with my upstairs? Not me. I didn't do it. We hired somebody while I was working on a website so that we could pay them. And the same is true for a lot of businesses. Sure, they could probably take the time and figure this out, and it would probably be fine. But at the end of the day, business owners can make more money doing what they've spent a lot of time and a lot of effort and energy learning how to do best and delegating the other stuff that they don't know how to do yet. And this is where you come in as a web designer. And this is why I believe you will never be without a job. Number 4, big problems versus small problems. This is something that Rand Sahgal mentioned from his episode on the self-made web designer. And if you've not listened to that, I want to encourage you to do so. It's called How to Win $10,000 Projects as a Freelance Web Designer. Rand talked about the difference between solving small problems and solving big problems. And listen, simply building a website is a pretty small problem. And if that's all you're doing as a web designer, I'm sorry to say you will likely one day become obsolete. But there are a lot of bigger problems that you can address as a web designer that take a lot of time and energy to know how to master and know how to do. For instance, there's messaging, there's brand alignment, there's conversion, there's bounce rate, there's accessibility, there's all these other things like we've talked about in the episode called How to Set Yourself Apart as a web designer. And at the end of the day, nobody actually wants a website. They want what the website has to offer them and their business. They want to grow and make more money. And a website is an avenue of many that can make that happen. There's an age-old adage that says no one wants a drill. They want a hole in the wall. And so they buy the drill. You can go even further behind that, right? You can keep going. No one wants a hole in the wall. They want to hang a picture. No one wants to hang a picture. They want to have a memory of their family that sparks emotion so that they can feel love as a person. Like, you can just keep digging down and digging down. And the same has to be true when you are figuring out how to solve bigger problems. If you're just trying to sell pretty websites, then you will have a tough time competing with a simple drag and drop website builder. But if you're trying to solve big problems for your clients, like bringing in more money for their business through their website, you will never lack for work. Number five, man versus machine. Technology has actually come a long way, and it's pretty incredible. It's pretty shocking. So, for instance, it's estimated that truck drivers will be completely replaced by self-driving vehicles as early as 2027. And that's crazy to me. No more huge gas stations to stop at with showers and chair massagers and a full-service Taco Bell along the highway, y'all. That's kind of sad. But it's tough to compare something like driving a package from one place to another to making something beautiful. This is something that philosophers and scientists have been debating for years and years. How do we know what something beautiful actually is? And just because it's beautiful to you, does that make it beautiful to everyone else? And creativity is, in the same sense, just not something that is easy to quantify. It's not something that's easy to replicate with ones and zeros and with lines of code. And I could be wrong, but I can't imagine that there's going to be a technology anytime soon that's going to replace the creativity of a single human being. Not only that, but when computers were invented, it was estimated that they were supposed to reduce the hours of a work week for employees by half. Have they done that? No. If anything, they've created more work for us to do. Here's the good news. Creativity is something you can develop as a web designer for the rest of your career if you put the effort into it. And I'm willing to bet that you'll be able to outpace a computer any day of the week and twice on Sundays. I don't know why twice on Sundays. It's just a great day. Number six, microwaves versus fast food. The microwave came out in about 1964, and it would have been reasonable at that point in time to believe that fast food restaurants would have had a run for their money as a result. I mean, this was great. You didn't have to leave your house, and you could have a meal in minutes. This was fast food, the home edition. But do we still have fast food restaurants despite the invention of the microwave? Yes. In fact, the fast food industry exploded, in part because the fast food restaurants made meals that were better than what a microwave can make, and also in part because restaurants started also using microwaves to cook their food. And the same is true for web designers. There will always be a market for quick and cheap websites. That won't ever go away. But at the same time, there will always be a market for really well-done websites that are high-priced. The point isn't to try and keep the microwave from hitting the market. The point is to decide which type of service you want to be. There are web design agencies that focus on cheaply built websites that have a quick turnaround. And you know what? They're doing great. I know some of them. I know the owners of some of them, and they're doing awesome. They're the microwave version of the web designers. Then there are agencies that focus on high quality, expensively built websites who are also doing great. Those folks are like the five-star sit-down restaurants you only visit on special occasions, right? Like, we just had Mother's Day. You take your mom to Mother's Day to these types of web design agencies. I think you know what I'm getting at here. And guess what? You've got a choice on what type of food service, or in this case, web design service, you want to be. And there's a market for it all. New technologies don't close down markets. They create them. With a new technology comes a new choice for you to make as a web designer. But it definitely doesn't mean that you have to close up shop. Number seven, and finally, you versus yourself. As a web designer, I find you're always challenged by some unfamiliar requirement for a project. And in the early days, I was challenged way more than I am right now. I couldn't go 30 minutes without having to Google my life away, figuring out how to fix an issue. It's the nature of freelance clients to ask for more out of you than you are confident in giving. And it's in our nature as freelancers and as web designers to explore the stuff that we don't know, to learn new stuff. So even if your title is web designer, you will likely have skills in other things like digital marketing or conversion rate optimization or something similar. And eventually you'll be able to use those skills and pivot in a direction that might be better suited for you or more in demand with where you are. When I started, I hadn't even heard of UX design before, but I got introduced to it through clients that needed some UX work done. And they could have found someone else to do it, but they just liked me and they wanted to give me a shot. And that's how I learned the skills that landed me in the position that I have today at Showit as a UX web designer. And a web designer is not a far cry from a UX designer. They share a lot of the same skills. And sometimes even people will say web designer and UX designer interchangeably. So you're not pigeonholed to one discipline just because that's what you spent a lot of time learning at the beginning of your career. This is you versus yourself. Are you going to be willing to evolve, to grow, to add new skills, and then pivot when it's necessary? Or are you going to stay the same, fight change, and eventually be out of a job? And listen, I can't predict the future. I have no clue about the new stuff that's going to come out in the next 20 years. But I have really good reason to believe that careers as web designers is here to stay, at least for a really, really long time. People will always need good web designers. Business owners will always want to focus on their strengths more, and you will always be able to learn more and more along the way in such a way that it makes you more valuable despite the changes that come out. So be encouraged. If you're questioning whether or not you should step in to web design, or if you're questioning whether or not it's time to get rid of the web design title in your LinkedIn page, I want to encourage you, stay with it. Stick with it. There's a lot of good opportunity. In fact, the more and more I'm in this industry, the more opportunity I see growing every single day. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode on the Self-Made Web Designer Podcast. We've got even better episodes coming in the near future, and I can't wait to share those with you. But until next week, when another episode drops, keep working hard, keep going for it, and don't forget, if you don't quit, you win.